This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Be teaming up with Kimberly Hunt to anchor the news later today on Channel 10. Now, Kimberly's got the choice assignment. She'll be on location for opening day at Del Mar. The racing season begins today where the surf meets the turf. And, you know, if you love racing, there's no more beautiful spot to catch races in America than Del Mar. I know the horse racing industry has certainly seen some ups and downs lately. I will say that the stats are very clear. There's no safer track for horses than Del Mar in the United States. The weather is great, and if you love it, you can go out there and enjoy some horse racing over the next few weeks. There are a few changes, though, including, if you'll remember, Paulie, Trevor Denman retired last year, which means there's going to be a new track announcer at Del Mar.
And away they go.
South African, the lilt that is so associated with the sounds of Del Mar for so many years, no more. Larry Colmus is taking over, and you probably would recognize his voice. He calls the Kentucky Derby and other big races. And down the stretch they come when he'll start calling the first race today as the new voice of Del Mar going forward. But yesterday was our Throwback Thursday. We had Matt Janella in studio, and we never got to our Throwback Thursday clip, and it actually worked out pretty well because, as you were telling me, that our clip from way back in 2018 actually came from opening day at Del Mar when we were broadcasting live from out at the races.
Yeah, July 18th, 2018, and I don't have as many clips from our first year as a show saved. This is one of the earliest clips that we have archived here.
And this is back from the old station.
Yeah, I believe I was back in the studio. You guys were down at Del Mar in the dark. I think we were 5 a.m. at that time. I think we were still 5 to 9. And you were out there early. It was opening day. And, you know, I do not follow horse racing.
And Woods is not a track guy either. No, I'm definitely spend the most time of the three of us at Del Mar.
It's not even that I'm not a track guy. It's like I don't really, right. I'm not in tune with horse racing at all. But I do know that every year or every 2 years or even every 3 years, there's always the one horse that's going for the Triple Crown that everybody's talking about. And, oh, he's racing at Del Mar this week. You know, California Chrome, I remember a few years ago. Well, in 2018, that horse was Justify. Don't remember Justify. Don't remember anything about Justify. But I remember that was the horse of the season. And Woodsy just assumed that every horse that walked by, which, I don't know, what are there, a couple hundred horses easily?
Least, yeah, in the stables,
on opening day?
Oh, of course.
And he thought every single horse was Justify.
Look, there's Justify. You see him?
It's not Justify.
Oh, it's a brown it's just horse. How would you know? You wouldn't know if I put him in a lineup.
I asked him. I interviewed him earlier. That wasn't Justify.
But that's the thing is, it could be, and you would never know. That's what I'm saying. But would it embarrass you guys that every jockey that rode by on a horse, if I asked them if that was justified?
Yes, it would. It absolutely would.
Is that justify? Is that secretariat?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm all caught up in my horse racing for 2018.
Long gone. Long gone.
I can literally hear you rolling your eyes.
Yeah,
I can hear the disgust in your voice.
So remember, this is before... Let's just say this is before Woods and I reached an understanding as to what the show was kind of going to be and
there was
what
a,
our roles were and how this was all going to work.
There was like an enlightening period.
I took myself way too seriously.
It was like 6 months in. We kind of started to feel like how the show might sound. And really, it was about a year in before we kind of all accepted and knew what the show would sound like. And everybody's roles and everything like that. But, I mean, this was 4 months in. Not even 4 months in as a show. And you're on probably our first remote at that point. Opening day.
I'm stressed about it.
Listen to the first thing out of your mouth. You can hear how frustrated you are with him.
Look, there's Justify. You see him?
It's not Justify. Oh, well.
I remember kind of being stressed about it because, you know, we hadn't really had, you know, much success at that point. We're trying to find our footing. And, you know, you go out on these remote broadcasts. You want to put your best foot forward. There's people watching. There's, you know, people at Del Mar want to make sure you do a good job. You don't want to embarrass the station. So all I really am caring about at that point is I want to seem like we are a professional radio show.
It's not Justify.
Oh, well, it's a brown horse. How would you know?
That knows what they're doing. That knows what they're talking about. That's not going to embarrass ourselves or the radio station or the racetrack by being there. And then, of course, Woods is Woods and completely, you know, everything to him is just a source of humor and to poke fun and don't take it that seriously. And when he starts in on his justifies, that justifies, that justify, I go, this is so embarrassing for us.
You were mortified.
I was mortified. Yes, I was embarrassed.
Those are your people, Del Mar.
I would like to think that 7 years later, I've loosened up just a little bit, and the three of us have reached an understanding, and we had now an amazing tier one audience out there that understands kind of what we're going for on the program.
Exactly.
And things would be much different if we went out and broadcast at Del Mar. But we wouldn't because Woods would say, I don't know.
I am so glad we're done with that stuff. Aren't you?
Why do you want to be out there? The races don't even start until, you know, 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, we're off the air. At that time, we're off the air at 9.
From 6 to 10 a.m.? What are we going to do out there? Just interview jockeys all day?
Yeah, Craig Dato and talk about the...
What are they going to say? They ride horses. They try to make the horses go fast. They want to win races. We get it. We understand the job of a jockey and a trainer. Oh, yeah, we feed the horses and we work out the horses and we try to get the horses to run fast at the end of the day. I mean, like, it's not an easy job.
Look, there will be a lot of celebrities, a lot of big names there, but not at 8 a.m. They're all getting ready still. Our 1090, like that station lived at Del Mar during the summer. There were remotes there all the time. Personally, I didn't understand it. I didn't think it was good radio. Like, I don't think that many people listening really cared that, oh, look at this horse walking by that none of you can see. Like, I don't.
Well, the funny thing about the race is, if you're going, you want to get every, like, tip and any info you can get. Like, you hear a jockey go, I'm really excited about this horse. Boom. Putting $10 on this horse to win. I mean, you're looking for whatever inside info you can get. If you're not going to the races, though.
which is most people that are listening.
Which is most people. I don't think that you're scouring over the you know, the daily racing form every day that you're looking to see. You need to know who finished, who showed in the sixth race every single day. It's just not, unless you're there. If you're there, you care completely about it. You're going through the list. You're looking at the jockeys. You're looking at the colors. You're looking at the trainers. It's all kind of fun and
counterpoint.
Important.
Today in particular, nobody cares about that kind of stuff.
That's true.
Anybody that's going today doesn't give a crap about any of the races.
The hat contest.
Yeah.
It's
what are you wearing?
Outfits,
who are you going to?
What are you drinking?
What box are you sitting in?
Yeah, that's true.
What celebrities are there? Nobody cares about the odds or of any races or anything like that today.
I mean, people will.
They'll care tomorrow.
Put money on it because that's part of the fun. But yeah, it's not the most serious of racing days for the diehards. It's like opening day in baseball and then Tony Gwynn opening day. Tomorrow is when your track diehards are probably like, okay, finally get all these people out here who are just there for the fashions and the socializing, and we can get down to the racing for tomorrow's races.
Yeah. That's right. That clip makes me laugh.
That is.
It's so indicative
of how we've evolved as a show.
I also hear like the evolution of Woodsy's voice. He sounds different now.
But that's the thing is, it could be, and you would never know. That's what I'm saying.
He's like grown into his voice a little bit more.
Just the microphone on remote? He's definitely.
But would it embarrass you guys that every jockey that rode behind a horse, if I asked them if that was just
his voice is deeper?
So much yelling at kids, it's
perhaps
worn his voice down a little.
Yeah, I don't think he's been like chain smoking behind our back, so that's probably not it. Has my voice changed, or is my voice pretty much the same? What do you think?
Would it? Absolutely would.
Is that Justify?
Yeah, you sound kind of the same.
Pretty much. It's not Justify.
Oh, well, it's a brown horse. How would you know?
You sound the same.
I pretty much sound the same.
I bet I sound atrocious from 7 years ago compared to now.
I'm trying to think if your voice has changed that much. I think you're more comfortable on the air, which is important.
Sure.
You know, definitely.
I would hope so. After
in the first years,
years.
I think you were a little more nervous to crack the microphone and speak during the show. It's very, I think, comfortable for you to chime in whenever or co-host on a day like this when Woods is not here and you have to say more.
Part of that, I think, is funny because every week when I'm looking through our Throwback Thursday clips and trying to find something good from back in the day, you know, I said I don't have a whole lot saved like from our first year as a show from the old station. And it's not to say I didn't go and pull stuff because I did. I took like a folder with sound bites and stuff like that, things that I thought may be useful in the future. I'll be honest, I don't think any of us thought this show would last 7 years. I didn't think, 7 years from now, I'm going to be wanting to pull some funny clips from this week.
By the way, that's not because we didn't think the others were talented or good broadcasters.
No. That just doesn't happen.
That's the nature of radio.
Right.
You know, shows just don't last. You're lucky if you get a show that lasts a year or two. That was always my experience.
100%.
So the fact that we're
still, this will be fun for a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, still here and going strong amazes me, and really appreciate all the tier ones out there that spend their time with us every morning. Quickly, want to give you an update for the golf fans out there. As long as we're talking about the niche sports like horse racing, might as well throw in an update from the second round of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. And we've got a recent champion back on top of the leaderboard, American Brian Harman, the little lefty who won a couple of years ago at Hoylake, shot a 6-under 65 today and is now 8-under in the clubhouse and leads by one over Haotong Lee, who is at 7-under. He was one of the first-round leaders. He's 3-under today, 7-under for the tournament. Robert McIntyre, Rasmus Højgaard, Tyrrell Hatton.
Are you just making up names
right
now?
I'm not. These are all real names. Matthew Jordan and Matt Fitzpatrick.
This is golf.
5-under. Yes.
Just wondering.
And then a bunch of Americans at 4-under. Tony Finau, Harris English, and Keegan Bradley, the Ryder Cup captain. He's at 3-under after a 4-under 67. So he is continuing to make his push toward making his own Ryder Cup team. He's gotten himself into the top 10. Rory McIlroy is also at 3-under. Scottie Scheffler is yet to start his second round. He is 3-under after a 68 yesterday. He'll tee off right about now on the first hole, which is, by the way, you play enough golf to know this, Paulie. The first hole at Portrush is kind of a nightmare because for whatever reason, it's a narrow fairway. And then on both sides, it's just OB. They just have stakes like a few yards off the fairway. So if you don't hit it straight, you're OB. And one of the first round leaders yesterday, the guy I hadn't really heard of, what was his name? He made an 8 on the first hole today. Blasted his first one out of bounds. This is what Rory McIlroy did it 6 years ago. Yeah, Northern Ireland, I'm coming home. He made an 8 on the first hole. Hit with his first shot out of bounds and made a quadruple bogey. So it's like the worst hole. When you play golf, all you want on the first hole is a big, giant, wide fairway that you really can't do any damage on your first shot because you're not really feeling it yet. And they put these guys through. It's like torture on the first hole to have out of bounds on both sides. Yeah, you better hit a straight. straight one, or you're starting your round with a giant number and you're just going to be trying to climb out of it the entire day.
I hate starting a round of golf more than like anything in sports.
I know, it's so hard.
And it's supposed to be so fun. You're like, I got my boys here. We're about to have a fun round of golf. But the first hole, whether there's a group waiting behind you and they're just sitting there watching you, or the starter is just sitting there watching you, you're like, please don't make an ass out of myself. I hate it.
Jacob Skov Olesen, an 8 on the first hole, and he's back down to even for the tournament. Even par since then, but it's hard to bounce back from the old 8. And even if you warm up at the driving range, it's like, but that was 15 minutes ago, right. And now I'm standing at the first tee, and I still don't remember, okay, now how am I supposed to swing? And you just have no idea where that first shot is going. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, don't do this, which has the normal, sports athletes getting in trouble, but I have a do this that I am very passionate about involving San Diego State basketball. And we will get to that coming up next with Ben and Paul on a Friday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? May I suggest the short trip down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista to enjoy 7 Mile Casino. Here's what you're going to do. When you walk into 7 Mile Casino, which is you park, you walk right in. It's really simple. You'll see the tables right in front of you, California-style blackjack tables in the front. And then onto the right, you'll have your Texas Hold'em tables. And then over to the left in the back, Pai Gow Poker and Baccarat. It's an upscale, friendly card room. You're going to go in and you go, it feels like I'm in like a cool club, a cool restaurant, and they do have a cool restaurant. Sammy's at 7 Mile is over to the left with a beautiful patio that overlooks San Diego Bay. There's TVs all over the place. You can get a cocktail. You can get a meal any time of the day thanks to their 24/7 players menu, which features the best Kung Pao chicken in town. Plus, the weekend brunch, sensational, voted best in the South County, Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I've just given you about 12 different reasons to head down to 7 Mile Casino. But the biggest, the convenience. No long drive into the East County. No big parking garage to navigate. It's simply a short drive again. Down the 5, west side of the 5 in Chula Vista. Right there on Bay Boulevard. Check it out today. Check it out this weekend. It's 7 Mile Casino. Just 7 minutes from downtown.
Don't do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this on a Friday, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. How do you do that so easily without like me needing to look at you or point at you as I do with Woods, who does it every single day yet never seems to be ready for
Always
it.
Forgets.
Always forgets.
I don't know.
All right, I will get us started in the NFL with a follow-up on a DDT story from way back in March 2024. Of course, reported back then that Rashee Rice, wide receiver of the Kansas City Chiefs, was involved in a racing accident on a highway in Dallas. Was going 119 in a Lamborghini sport utility vehicle. Oof. Caused a crash that resulted in injuries. He was charged, and yesterday Rashee Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years of probation for his role in the multi-car crash. Rashee Rice released a statement, said, "Last March, I was involved in a high-speed accident in Dallas. There have been a lot of sleepless nights thinking about the damages that my actions caused, and I will continue working within my means to make sure that everyone impacted will be made whole. I urge everyone to mind the speed limit, drive safe, and drive smart." He also paid, I think, $119,000 in damages to the victims for injuries and pain and suffering. The NFL will now get to have their say and expected to issue a multi-game suspension at some point in this season for Rashee Rice. Now, he is allowed, apparently, to serve his 30 days anytime he wants in the next 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So he can pick off-season. Instead of having a cool off-season trip planned maybe after this year, he can have a cool off-season 30 days in the slammer planned for next off-season. Yeah. But that's up to him, apparently.
That will happen. You know what else is just disturbing is that there's this trend going on that we have talked about time and time again over the last 6 months to a year here on Don't Do This, and it happened again Tuesday night during the All-Star game. Ketel Marte was playing in the All-Star game, so he was in Atlanta. He was not at his Scottsdale residence that was broken into and burglarized again. Now, this has been a long trend of high-profile athletes with a lot of money having their homes broken into, burglarized, having jewelry, money, whatever, stolen out of their home. And I don't know what the solution is. It says Scottsdale police investigated a high-dollar residential burglary believed to have happened Tuesday night during the All-Star game. Numerous personal items and jewelry were stolen from Marte. No one was at home when the burglary occurred. Says he owns a home on the blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't know what needs...
What did he say? He owns a home on the blah, 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 blah?
I'm skimming through real quick. I don't know what needs to happen. We saw this in the NFL. We've seen this in MLB. I think some NBA players have had their homes burglarized, especially when you know the team's out of town, the player's not there, and if it's an All-Star game, you're thinking, well, anybody that's living at his home is probably at the All-Star game with him, so this one's an easy target. Like, Do the leagues need to strike a deal with some sort of a security company in each market to, like, get just, a discounted rate to have people help out. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Elisa says solution would be security while they're not home. I don't know how feasible it is, though, for every professional athlete that is playing in a game to all have like a private security service for every single game. I mean, for NFL game, you're talking about between the rosters and the injured players, you know, 115, 120 people that all are hiring private security for their homes. Now, maybe it's just the star players. Okay.
Maybe it's the away teams.
But how do you know, like, you know, who they're targeting?
All right, how about
they all make decent money. They all have, you know, generally nice possessions, jewelry, cars.
You're not wrong. How about this? Get a deal with a security company in each team's market where it allows the athletes to then choose for themselves if, like, hey, you know, like, if you rent an Airbnb, if you rent it for 3 nights, it's going to be $250 a night. If you rent it for a month, it'll drop down to like $150. Maybe they can get a discounted rate where they know, like, don't they have, like, in the NFL, you have like a personal Uber, like a rideshare service that's only for NFL players. You will get DUIs because people don't use it. But, like, you have the option to always have a ride available so that you don't get a DUI. What if they had that option available where if you want to pay, it won't cost as much as it does normally, but it's up to you if you want to employ some security while you're on the road for this road trip or for the All-Star game or anything?
That's probably the most reasonable sounding solution. It'd be nice if, you know, criminals weren't taking advantage of the situation. I have a much more fun and dangerous solution.
Oh, bad boy Ben, here we go.
Booby traps. You know, like, if you're watching a show, you know, like MacGyver would always have to break into a house with, like, laser grids that would activate machine guns and, you know, explosive doors and all kinds of tricks. You set up your house with booby traps. That will deter criminals more than perhaps security or anything else. Lethal booby traps.
Yeah.
There's probably lethal booby traps.
Somebody in the chat here. It doesn't happen that often, does it? I mean, look, in the grand scheme of things, no. There's thousands of professional athletes, and this happens once every few weeks or a month. I get it.
Yeah, Keegan says Home Alone. It's the plot of Home Alone right there. They knew they were on vacation. Someone had to booby trap the home to keep it safe.
I hate to ask. You have seen Home Alone.
I have seen Home Alone, yes. I was thinking more lethal. Those were more comical booby traps. I was kind of going...
You want, like, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. There you go. Booby traps.
Move the necklace, and you got to move something else the same weight.
Goonies, yeah.
The Goonies, yeah.
Perfect. You have to play a skull-filled piano to get into their safe for their jewelry.
I've been to the Goonies house.
Have
fun.
You?
Yeah.
In Oregon?
Astoria, Oregon. It was right on the way to where we would vacation on the Oregon coast growing up. And the house for the Goonies is on the same block in this very small, tiny little coastal town in Oregon. It's on the same block as the school from Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a cool little town looking, at least in the movie.
It is. No, it's great. Never been there. It's a lot of fun.
All right, finally, do this.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
So I got, as I always do, I got a PR email yesterday from, actually, a PR firm that said San Diego-based Dexcom, leading diabetes technology company, has officially launched an NIL program with a number of different college athletes representing. One of them, they said, was Miles Byrd of San Diego State, which I thought, okay, that's interesting because Miles Byrd doesn't, as far as I know, he doesn't have diabetes. Dexcom monitors your blood glucose.
Right.
Something that, you know, my family is very familiar with. I mentioned it a couple of times, but when my son was 14 years old, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. So he has to give himself multiple injections of insulin every day and monitor his blood sugar constantly. It's very difficult and it's a challenge.
It's tough.
You know, nothing he did wrong. It's an autoimmune disease where your own cells attack your pancreas that produces the insulin. Like normally when you and I eat, Polly, like any sugars or like bread, carbs, your body will create the insulin that will break down. Right. With people with type 1 diabetes, their pancreas no longer does that. So they need to give themselves insulin every time they eat to act like their body is releasing it. Otherwise, their blood sugar will skyrocket and you can die. You can go into ketoacidosis and die. So I thought, well, that's cool for Miles Byrd. Make some extra money, you know, staying at San Diego State. But then He revealed yesterday, did a long interview with Mark Ziegler of the UT, that he does in fact have type 1 diabetes and has had it for the last 6 or 7 years throughout high school and throughout his college days at San Diego State. And you may not have noticed, but he has moments where in the games he may have to go back to the locker room and receive an injection or have some sugar if his blood sugar gets too low. Sometimes you have too much insulin and then your blood sugar gets low and you get kind of weak and woozy and you have to eat something quickly, something filled with sugar to get your blood sugar back up. The trainers at San Diego State also monitor it with his Dexcom. And sometimes even now in the last season, as he's gotten more comfortable, they'll give him a quick like injection under a towel just during a timeout in the huddle to keep him going. But it's something he's had to deal with and a real challenge because, you know, your blood sugar gets off. You don't feel right, especially when you're exercising and you're out on the court.
Yeah.
So it's just another thing that he's had to kind of worry about during his career. And I felt bad because he said he was kind of ashamed. He didn't want any of the kids at school to know. He hid his Dexcom.
Ugh.
He did not want anybody at school to ever know that he was a diabetic kid. He didn't, you know, there's camps and there's programs where you can go and meet other kids with diabetes. And my son was the exact same way. He did not want to do any of that, just like Miles Byrd. He wanted to be a normal kid, not the kid with diabetes in high school. But ultimately, what Miles Byrd is doing here and why it's a do this is because he is showing everybody, you know, what this is. Knowledge is power. He obviously he's
nothing
done nothing
to be embarrassed
wrong.
About or
and
ashamed
in fact,
of.
You know, he's, yeah. you know, he should be extremely proud for how he is handling it and becoming a top Division I college basketball athlete despite dealing with this condition that, you know, you'll have to deal with for the rest of your life. Hopefully someday they'll figure out a way that they can maybe reverse type 1 diabetes or prevent it from ever happening. But it really is fairly random. You know, sometimes they say it's genetic. We had no history in our family. We were completely caught off guard. Mm-hmm. Same way that Miles Byrd was when he was diagnosed, just like came completely out of the blue. So good for Miles.
That's awesome.
I'm glad he's taking advantage of it. Dexcom, great local company that you know has helped my son and so many other kids and people with type 1 diabetes. And Miles Byrd is going to be representing them going forward.
Love that.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, we will be joined by our friend Darren Smith from SDFC Broadcaster, coming off a tough 1-0 loss on Wednesday and another huge game tomorrow against the Vancouver Whitecaps at Snapdragon Stadium, and also get his thoughts on the start of the second half of the season for the Padres. That's coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So far in their first season, SDFC has literally bounced back from just about every challenge they've faced. Hasn't been that many challenges, but they have always bounced back. They will have another opportunity to do so tomorrow night at Snapdragon Stadium in a battle for first place in the MLS Western Conference. We will talk about SDFC and more with Darren Smith. He's standing by and will join us right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by Park 101 Multi-Level Sports Bar and Restaurant at the Carlsbad Village. Well, guys, lots of good news out here. I don't want to jinx anything, but yeah, definitely looking at Friday-like conditions. Everyone's doing a good job of staying out of trouble, just seeing a little minor slowing in the usual spots. Westbound 52, you got some company out of Santee, but not as busy as Monday through Thursday. Park 101 Sports Bar and Restaurant in Carlsbad. Catch the game with your fellow faithful this weekend as we take on Washington while sipping 22 ounces of Estrella Jalisco out of a souvenir bat. Hey, Park 101, Carlsbad Village, proud sponsor of the Padres Radio Network. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And we're joined right now by SDFC broadcaster. Got to see him down there at training at down in El Cajon earlier this week, Darren Smith. Before we do anything else, Darren, just want to say on behalf of all of us, Tier 1s, so sorry for the loss of your father earlier this week. Our hearts go out to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying it, Ben and Paul, and I appreciate you guys sending your private messages as well. So I know you guys are much better at I talking about your personal lives, but you know, this was something I did get to share with the audience, and I appreciated the way that they all offered their support as well. So thank you very much. He's a good guy and a good man, and big reason why I'm in sports broadcasting. So I appreciate you saying that.
I heard the beginning of your broadcast just saying how, you know, would want you to be there doing the game. I'm sure you were hoping for kind of a fun big win for STFC on Wednesday, and of course, they did not provide that for you in a 1-0 loss at home, which was a really rough outcome there against Toronto FC.
Yeah, it was. I know. I sort of joked on our podcast on Section 94. I said, yeah, I think one of the stages of grieving is having to watch a crummy soccer match, right? Yeah, I mean, it was. It was a slog of a game. And, you know, I think there were lots of reasons for that. You were out there at training. It was good to see you, Ben, out there asking questions to Mikey Varas. And, you know, they didn't have enough players to practice 11-on-11. It's a short week. You know, the referees, the injuries, Toronto came in here and they wanted to play a certain way. They wanted to muck it up. You know, all of these things are reasons why the quality of the game was pretty poor. But I don't know that any of it serves as an excuse for why the result was what it was. So, you know, even all of that being said, Toronto probably had it worse. They were on a short week too. They had to travel from a different country. They're without players. And they walked out with 3 points. So, you know, I think there was a reason why the quality of the game was poor. But in terms of not even being able to walk away with a point in that one, whether you can point to some questionable refereeing or injuries or being shorthanded or the Milan Iloski situation, all of that stuff is valid. But that felt like a missed opportunity. However, I will say tomorrow night, Snapdragon Stadium, you have a way of washing away a lot of that with a win against Vancouver. That's an opponent from the Eastern Conference that, you know, probably wasn't, it was a great situation. It was a great opportunity. But now when you have the second place team in the Western Conference coming in here on a Saturday night, to me, you know, this is a great way to put a nice piece of deodorant on that stinker from Saturday, Wednesday night.
You mentioned Milan Iloski, and it was that day when we were there earlier this week that SDFC announced that they had mutually terminated the loan. And I made the point the other day that, you know, the last thing that SDFC would want after losing a top scorer that has 10 goals in 10 games is to then not score any in their next game. It's not a correlation. You can't say one game, just like in a baseball game. You can't draw any big conclusions, right. But it's so easy to push that narrative. Oh, yeah, he leaves, and all of a sudden, there goes the offense. I mean, it's tell us why that's kind of crazy talk for non-soccer fans here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It kind of is, I'm sure, was in the back of everybody's minds, right? You know, that you had these circumstances, that you had this, you know, this confluence of events like we were just mentioning there that led to, you know, a match that was not one for the time capsule. You know, credit to Apple. They have to put together these packages, these highlight packages. I couldn't believe they came up with 8 minutes from that game. it's really impressive. But, you know, I mean, I understand why somebody would say that. You know, it's just the way sports work sometimes. You know, you make a trade and all of a sudden the thing that, you know, might be the concern, and all of a sudden it shows itself right away. It seems like it's the way sports works. But, you know, I will say, you know, this was the highest scoring team in the league when Milan Nolasky came to San Diego. So, you know, there is that. But, you know, what this does now is I think it you know, puts a little bit of a brighter light on certain players who maybe hadn't performed to the level of Milan Nolasky. You know, you have been starting other players on this team and wondering, well, you know, why did this guy have all this production? But this guy's been here since day number one, and he hasn't yet produced, not even close. So you're right. I do think it is the way it goes. And by the way, let's take that a step further, because Vancouver's coming in here tomorrow, and people might remember that just on June 25th, I think it was, SDFC went up to Vancouver and beat them 5-3. Milan Nolasky scored 4 goals in that match. So, you know, you're getting one of these, the timing of his loan mutually being terminated by both sides and not being able to reach an extension. Not only did it manifest itself on a Wednesday night in a clunker of a game where there was only one shot on target from SDFC, but now the game that he really rose to his most popularity was Vancouver. So, you know, what's in store tomorrow night? Just add another layer of drama to that one.
Talking to Darren Smith here, SDFC broadcaster, and one thing that gives me confidence as a new MLS and SDFC fan is Mikey Varas. And the Yoda of soccer coaches delivered again earlier this week. I talked about it with Woods with another gem when he said, your opponent is your best teammate. He has dropped these little nuggets just throughout his
I thought
his
about
tenure.
That most of the week.
I know. He just keeps dropping these
wild.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, I don't know, just an insane amount of confidence in Mikey Varas. Which I don't know if you can explain kind of the history. I know he was the interim U.S. men's national team coach and kind of had come up in that system and as an assistant. But why was he available to get this opportunity? And what did everyone else miss out on that SDFC has been able to take advantage of here?
Yeah, and I have to thank you because you asked him a couple of questions during his media session on Tuesday that we used in our pregame show. So
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. I know. I probably should have asked permission from Adam Klug to use your voice, but he's just such an insightful guy. Yeah, he was coaching with the U.S. youth national team for a while, and then he got the opportunity to join Greg Berhalter's staff. And he was serving under Greg Berhalter, and then Berhalter ends up getting fired last summer after the Copa America, and the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, they had their eyes set on somebody who was a big name, somebody like Mauricio Pochettino. So, you know, Mikey ended up filling in as an interim manager for a window and coached the U.S. team for a couple of sides, but he had never coached at this level, you know. And as much now as we look back 22 matches in and think, wow, this guy, like you said, he is the soccer Yoda. I love listening to him speak. I even loved him after Wednesday night. He didn't make any excuses. He could have said, hey, listen, we got screwed by the referees here. Did you guys see that? That was a handball. Come on. How come we're not getting a penalty kick in our building? That's a joke. He's like, hey, our quality wasn't good enough. And I love that accountability from him. I really do. But, you know, I just think he probably picked up a little, a label that he was more a youth coach. He had coached academies in Dallas and Sacramento with the U.S. youth national team. So maybe he picked up a little bit of a label. I'm not so sure. I didn't know too much about Mikey before I met him, before he was introduced here. And even then, you're like, well, I don't know. Like, how's this going to work with big personalities like Chucky Lozano and guys like Anders Dreyer? Like, are they going to look at this guy? Are they going to respect him? And, you know, I think that the answer to all those questions, obviously, in hindsight, is yes. You know, just the way he, you know, his presence, his philosophy, you know, he's quite brilliant when it comes to talking about the sport. He's so dedicated. He does things his way. He's an original. He's not a fake, you know, so I think all of those things really, really matter. But he was a relative unknown, I think, for me and for a lot of other people. So I'm really happy for his success. I'm glad he's the guy that's in charge here, because I think he's the perfect person to sort of guide us, you know, through this type of situation, especially when, you know, there's obvious questions about what's going on with the project.
Darren, let's turn our attention to baseball for the last couple of minutes here. Weather permitting, second half of the season starting tonight for the Padres in Washington. And I looked it up. Usually when you get to the All-Star break, most teams that are in playoff position at the All-Star break make the playoffs. But there's always one or two that don't. And the Padres are in the most precarious position right now with just a half game lead over the Giants, game and a half over the Cardinals. They've clearly been good enough so far. What do the Padres need to do, though, to make sure that they hold on the rest of the season and at least get to October?
Yeah, what is the Dave Marcus Doppler 7000 telling us about?
It's a little dicey in Washington. Everywhere else seems fine, but Washington got like 50% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms, all right around game time tonight.
All right, good. I'm sure Marcus will be in somebody's ear talking about the tarp is on the field. Yeah, how about starting tonight with Dylan Cease? Yeah. That would be, you know, I don't know. Is there a better indicator for what's to come in the second half than Dylan Cease maybe performing better, especially outside of Petco Park? What is he, 0-6, I think? I think that's what his record is. And the numbers just not great for him. I think wanting to see a better version. I don't know that a couple of days off really does all that much for Dylan Cease, but maybe just mentally sometimes, right? We've all been around these athletes where they can trick themselves into thinking that just because it is the second half, even though it doesn't obviously hold up mathematically, you know, that this is a bit of a restart for him. But I would like to see him be a bit better. I know everybody else would as well. And, you know, I also think what they do at the trade deadline, I think that, you know, it's not the same clubhouse, but a bunch of years back, don't you remember when there was this emotional ebb and flow about what they were going to do at the trade deadline? And we were all sitting there watching the same thing. We thought the Padres were going big, and then they ended up not going big, and the Dodgers went big instead. And it felt like it took an emotional toll on the team. So I would like to see, you know, inside of that clubhouse, you know, what are they waiting for? Are they waiting for reinforcements to come? And if they don't come, are they going to feel disappointed? So, you know, I do think, you know, this series, especially Cease, Darvish out of the gate, weather permitting, Dave Marcus Doppler 7000 permitting, you know, I think getting off to a decent start here is probably a pretty big deal for them mentally.
Well, I will remind everybody, the last time Dylan Cease pitched through a rain delay in Washington, he threw a no-hitter. So, you know, maybe good memories of that.
Yeah, who was his catcher that day?
Was it who was his catcher? That was it Higgy? No.
A year ago.
I think it was Camposano, wasn't it?
Was it Campy? It was Campy. Yeah. Well, it won't be Campy tonight.
No, well, not.
Since he has been sent back.
You know, that's a guy who should be loaned out if we're going to mix our sports here. You know, that would be the perfect person to loan to the Orioles for a month to try to get him back on track.
Last couple of minutes, you mentioned the trade deadline. We had our roundtable yesterday, and for some reason, this wasn't even my intention, but we got into a discussion about trading Robert Suarez, and all of a sudden, like, everyone piled on, like, yeah, I'd be okay with it.
If they could
get something else for him, like, makes everybody nervous. And then we all started feeling bad. Like, Robert Suarez has been really effective for the Padres as a closer. I mean, really, really effective. Why did none of us, you know, have that much confidence in Robert Suarez and were willing to entertain trade talks for him this month?
Well, is it that there's no confidence in Robert Suarez, or is there confidence in other members
of
that bullpen?
Yeah, that was where I fell. I just said, look, he's got so much opportunity for saves because the Padres never beat anybody by more than three runs. So I really feel if Jeremiah Estrada was your everyday closer for the Padres this year, he'd probably be right at the top of the leaderboard in saves as well.
Yeah, and I think you could probably make a valid case for that, or you know, maybe even for another arm in that bullpen.
More at home,
even
if
you want to rotate it around a little bit. I'm always reluctant to think bullpen by committee is a great strategy, but others have executed that. Yeah, I don't know that it, you know, does it make you nervous when Robert Suarez is out there? I used to talk about this when Nevin was a co-host on our pregame show. And we used to talk about how fans would sometimes say, well, I don't know, something about Trevor Hoffman, it just makes me nervous when he's out there. You're always nervous in the ninth inning when it's a two-run lead, right? You're like, you're always nervous in those situations. So, you know, because the game is quite literally on the line. I mean, I like Suarez. I like that it's a strength that the Padres have. That now, you know, think about how the reputation has increased too, because now you have three all-stars, whether they were replacements or whatever. You have three all-stars coming out of that bullpen. So now the other team's probably thinking, we better get to the lead by the sixth inning, because once we turned it over to them in the sixth inning, whether it's 2-1 or whatever, they got three of those dudes trotting out from that bullpen here. So that could be a little bit of a mental thing for those guys to deal with as well. So I kind of like it. It would take a lot for me. Obviously, I don't believe that there's anything that should be untouchable, especially if you can help yourself. It's a nice luxury to have a little bit of excess, you know, a little bit of a surplus there. But I would take a little bit for me to consider moving one of those guys. Maybe people are just trying to project ahead because he could opt out at the end of this year, if I'm not mistaken.
But, he can, and he yeah. will. I mean, if he's
and
smart,
I also think the bullpen,
to.
You know, yeah, I mean, you just said it. I mean, if you are going to the postseason, you know, these postseason games are all about outs, counting outs and shortening games. And what better way is there to shorten games than to have a lockdown bullpen?
Don't diminish your strengths at this point. Yeah. I mean, you want to reinforce your weaknesses, right. but at the same time, don't right. diminish your strengths. Well,
these playoff games are all about, like, can you get 4 or 5 innings out of your starter, you know, right. and then you're turning over to the bullpen. So for me, you know, not that you want to get ahead of yourself and start putting yourself into the postseason, but you know, I'd be real reluctant to just be like, oh yeah, let's go trade him for, you know, some slightly above average left fielder at this point.
So you'll appreciate this, being the radio pro that you are. You just received perhaps the ultimate honor that has ever been bestowed upon Pauly Reindl. He does not do this for anybody. But last week, we kind of ran out of time and gave you the bum's rush right at the end of our Friday conversation. And I was just getting ready to leave and go on vacation. Pauly just removed the heart out at the top of the hour. He never does that.
Yeah, you got another 40 minutes right now, Darren.
We're not over time, but we've got anything. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, take a few minutes, do a little show open on your own, just have a little bit of the D. Smith show right now. We have all the time in the world. Of course, Woods isn't here, so, you know, I'm willing to let you fill any time. But, no, we appreciate,
no,
you know, you've got a lot of things on your mind for you to come in and do this with us. We really do appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you next Friday. Good luck to SDFC tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. I do appreciate it. And again, thank you guys for, you know, not just what you said, but also what you said off air. You know, all that helps. You know, my first time going through it, but I appreciate you guys. So thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Noted master of empathy, Ben Higgins over here. This year, I think I said my condolences, Darren. That's what I muster, but I do feel for you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Darren
Take
Smith,
it easy, brother.
Always great and gets the rare Pauly honor. I think we've done that maybe 3 times in the last, you know, since we've been here on 97.3 The Fan with the heart.
Usually,
I mean,
you don't give me enough time
right.
when you ask
you
that.
Saw it
you
coming,
try to
though.
Jam that last question
I
in,
know.
And I go, oh, that music's hitting in about 20 seconds.
Darren's such a good guest, though.
Like there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Now we're back. All right. So I got that means I got less than 30 seconds to wrap this up. You saw it coming. You wanted to treat Darren with the respect that he is due.
Oh, of course.
Gave him a little extra time. But we'll come back. We'll reset. Pauly actually admitted something. Kind of doesn't really want to be here today.
I almost didn't show up today.
Yeah, we'll tell you why coming up in hour number 3 of Ben and Woods ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.